Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Airport. We're learning more about the planning that went into the deadly New Year's terror attack in New Orleans. ABC's Trevor Ault is on Bourbon Street.
Surveillance video shows the suspect placing a pair of coolers at the scene ahead of the attack, where he appears to be on his cell phone before looking up to wave. Inside those coolers, law enforcement say they found steel pipes surrounded by 24 rolls of nails and a radio-controlled receiver. Authorities also discovering jars of flammable liquid inside the white Ford F-150 he used to barrel into those Bourbon Street crowds.
The massive snowstorm that stretched from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic left 9 people dead and hundreds of thousands without power. This is ABC News. Later this morning, the remains of President Jimmy Carter will be moved from the Carter Center in Atlanta to Capitol Hill, where he will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. On Thursday, President Biden will deliver the eulogy at a state service at the National Cathedral. We now have the first known death from bird flu in the U.S. Details from ABC's Ariel Reshev.
The patient, who was over 65 with underlying health conditions, had been hospitalized in Louisiana since mid-December, after being exposed to the virus through a flock of birds in a backyard. The CDC analyzed the virus in that Louisiana patient and found concerning new mutations, which could help the virus infect people more easily. But so far, there has been no evidence of human-to-human spread.
And CES, the biggest technology trade show in the country, getting underway in Las Vegas. Generative artificial intelligence is expected to be all over the place. NVIDIA has already introduced new ways to train AI to drive cars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050. Or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, 2 locations in downtown Richland Center.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Blood donors give of themselves to help others, and research shows that all of us will need the help of a blood transfusion sometime in our lives. If you have piercings or tattoos, you can still donate blood, though you may have to wait a year after your last piercing or tattoo before donating. If you're interested in learning more about your eligibility, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It takes all of us. Sign up for our next blood drive today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it looks like another quiet winter day shaping up around here with relatively seasonal temperatures, a few clouds drifting in with a weak weather system off to the west. And then tomorrow, cooler air filtering down from the north will knock our temperatures back 5 or 6 degrees, but still not too awful for January. We will see a weak weather system come into the area by Thursday night and Friday. That'll bring us a chance of a touch of light snow and flurries. Might be a light coating out there, so watch out for some slick travel, especially Friday morning. Behind that, quiet weather anticipated for Saturday. By Sunday, though, the next front rolling through could bring us just a bit of light snow or flurries. Again, moisture is lacking with these systems, so don't expect any great accumulations. Our forecast now for today, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-20s. Northwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, dropping down to 7. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high at 20. Northwest wind becoming westerly at 5 to 10. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low at 5 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy, turning milder for the afternoon. High temperature, 27. There is a small chance of snow showers coming in late Thursday nights. And then Friday, mostly cloudy, relatively mild, with a 30% chance of light snow showers through midday. Low at 17 with a high of 29 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy and seasonal. Low 14 with a high near 24. Sunday, lots of cloud cover with some areas of light snow possible. Just small amounts, well under an inch expected. Low 13 with a high of 26. Monday, breezy and colder. Flurries possible early, then partly sunny. Low 13 with a high near 20. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is 8 degrees. We have a little bit of sun trying to peer through this morning. 23 was yesterday's high, a trace of precipitation. It was sunny and snowing yesterday morning. The morning low today was 2 a few hours ago. Record high 53 set in 2003, January 7th of 1887. It was 29 below zero across the region. Last year's high was 34 and the low 29. Sunset will occur at 4:42 this afternoon. Sunrise time 7:34 coming up for tomorrow morning. We have a northeast wind at 2. Barometer is at 30.10. No precipitation today. And we're up to 8 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Sports Time is coming up next from WRCO, sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll talk about some local and area sport news and getting you set for the day with some high school sports that, perhaps you can attend. That's coming up tonight as well. Some good things in the area, so we'll have details on that. Plus, a good night for the Badgers and the Bucks. They both claim victories. We'll have more in just a moment.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat 3 times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering 5 times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Ithaca improved to 8-3 on the season with an 85-40 boys basketball win over visiting New Lisbon last night. The Bulldogs ran to a 48-27 lead at halftime and got the continuous clock running when the lead grew to 40 points with just over 6 minutes to play. Bulldog junior Devin Iam had a game-high 29-21 in the first half. Sammy Clary added 15 and Cody Burns totaled 11 to help Ithaca to the non-conference win. Other Ithaca scoring came from Ethan Berkram and Casey Pommering, who each netted 8 points. Keegan Jones had 5. Houston Boland added 4. Dante Kleinsaucer a 3-pointer, and Wesley Nelson scored 2. The Bulldogs made 8 3-pointers, with Sammy Clary making 3 of them. The team shot 11 for 20 from the line. New Lisbon was led by Austin Burnson with 13 and Evan McCraffick with 12. The Rockets fell to 2-6 on the season. They did not make a 3-point basket and shot 2 for 4 from the line. New Lisbon won the JV game 48-36 over the Bulldogs earlier in the night. Ithaca will travel to DeSoto for a conference game on Friday night following the 85-40 varsity win. New Lisbon will get back to Scenic Bluffs action on Thursday when they play Bangor. In other action from last night, Kickapoo was a winner with a 74-44 victory against Wonewoc Center. Malachi McCauley had 28 for the Panthers. Arlen Walter with 16. Adric Egge, 12. Also, Carl Tellefson had 16 for the Wolves. It was River Valley being edged by Fenimore in boys basketball, 43-42. Wazika Steuben over Boscobel, 52-36. Darlington, 73. Platteville, 53. Lafarge, 58. Cashton, 37. Mineral Point beat Cuba City, 49-42. Potosi beat Broadhead, 53-49. Mount Horeb, 73. Sauk Prairie, 60. Argyle, 50. Blackhawk, 41. Mauston, 79. Montello, 41, Stoughton 65, and Portage 49. Girls basketball, River Valley claimed a victory against Fenimore, 49-43. River Ridge over Seneca, 67-19. Cashton, 56. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 14. Belmont over Dodgeville, 65-16. Iowa Grant, 63-41 over Benton. And Mauston beat Nakusa, 55-12. In area girls basketball. Mauston plays at Richland Center tonight in girls basketball. That is varsity only, and it will start at 6 o'clock. In other girls' games, DeSoto at Seneca, Ithaca travels to Lafarge. North Crawford at Kickapoo, Highland is playing at Wazika Steuben, Viroqua at Luther. Bangor travels to Wonewoc Center, Nacita at Hillsboro, New Lisbon at Cashton, Brookwood at Royal. In the SWAL, Darlings at Mineral Point, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Cuba City, and Boscobel visits Riverdale. We'll have that game tonight on WRCO Radio. Pregame time sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports will be around 7:15. For Coach Larry Swigum's team, they have played all right lately.
We played our most complete game of the year right before our Christmas break against Iowa Grant. Ended up beating them by 33 points, which was really impressive. I thought it was going to be a really tight game. Kind of got up early and were able to sustain all the way through. Then right after break here, let's see, Lafarge, we played on Thursday night. Definitely a sluggish first half for us. I think the halftime score was 18-8. But we were able to put them away, beat them 53-23. So very happy with that start. A lot of times long breaks make it a little difficult to get back into the rhythm. So we've got a really busy week ahead with Basketball Tuesday and then at Southwestern on Friday. So
that's Coach Larry Swigum. Riverdale getting set to host Boscobel. That's our featured game this evening from the area. Boys basketball on the schedule. Baraboo at Adams Friendship. Westby at Brookwood. Reedsburg at Mauston. Hillsboro visits Viroqua. Bangor at DeSoto. Benton at Highland. Boscobel at North Crawford. Wisconsin Dells visits Waupun. Lancaster at Southwestern. And Evansville visits Dodgeville. Last night in girls wrestling at the Lodi Invitational, River Valley wrestlers did well. It was Aubrey Conway and Caitlin Alexander finishing second. Also, Mackenzie Schulte was third, and Cameron Neef took a fourth-place finish. There is wrestling action planned for Ithaca tonight. Ithaca Weston plays host to Galena and River Valley. And also, by the way, it is T-shirt night for Ithaca Weston wrestling fans. Those in attendance will be awarded a T-shirt as they last tonight prior to the Triangular. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Series high, New York Life, 3584. Frazier Home Improvement, 3502. Vanity Fur Grooming, 3479. Team high game, New York Life, 1300. Frazier Home Improvement, 1213. Vanity Fur Grooming, 1196. Top series, Darren Schweinefuss, 158 over average with a 737. Ken Nix Jr., a 712. Corey Davis rolled a 688. High game honors, Ken Nix Jr., 278, Darren Schweinefuss, 259, Corey Davis, a 244. Malachi Fretz bowled a 585 series, 102 pins over average. Badgers shooters stayed hot in a 75-63 victory at Rutgers Monday. Wisconsin shot 54% from the floor, led by John Blackwell and Stephen Crowell. Blackwell scored 21 points, and Crowell had 17, as the Badgers evened their Big Ten Conference record at 2-2. Wisconsin built a lead of 16 points in the first half before the Scarlet Knights closed within three twice in the second half. The Badgers will host Minnesota on Friday night. Coach Greg Gard talked about how tough it is winning on the road.
As it always is when you come in here and try to come out on the left-hand side, it's going to be a rock fight at times. I thought we showed some grittiness and some toughness, maybe when things didn't flow as smoothly as they can sometimes for us offensively, and we had different guys step up and make plays and, you know, able to withstand their run at us there in the second half and then get separation and put it away.
The Bucks have finally taken down a weaker opponent after rolling over Toronto Monday night, 128-104. Milwaukee's lead was as large as 33 at one point. Giannis Antetokounmpo produced his fourth triple-double with 11 points, 12 rebounds, and 13 assists. Damian Lillard led the scoring column with 25. The Bucks had dropped several recent games to teams with sub-500 records. Second-year NBA sensation Victor Wembanyama leads the Spurs of the Fiserv Forum for a game coming up on Wednesday. Elsewhere in the NBA, Detroit 118, Portland 115, Phoenix 109, Philadelphia 99, Indiana 113, Brooklyn 99, Orlando 103, New York 94, Memphis 119, Dallas 104, Chicago 114, San Antonio 110, Minnesota 108, the Clippers 106, and Sacramento beat Miami 123-118. In two overtimes. A torn ACL in his knee ends the season for injury-prone Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. The second-year pro suffered the serious injury in Sunday's 24-22 loss to the Bears as the team looks ahead to the wildcard round of the NFL playoffs against the Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters he expects quarterbacks Jordan Love and Malik Willis to be ready to go by the weekend. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs appears to be improving after missing the Chicago game with an illness. Matt LaFleur talked about Watson's perils.
Just his presence on the field alone, he's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him. I hurt for him, obviously hurt for our team, but I just more for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing.
New England's Jared Mayo and Jacksonville's Doug Peterson are two NFL coaches out of a job, while Giants coach Brian Daboll is also among those who look like they will be back next fall. It's the day after the NFL's regular season, which usually means a tough day for coaches as underachieving teams move quickly to make changes. Cam Miller ran for two touchdowns and threw for two more to lead North Dakota State to its record 10th football championship subdivision title. The Bison beat top-seeded and previously undefeated Montana State 35-32 on Monday night. 8. Some other defenses have carried the last four teams still in the hunt for the national championship. If you want offense, look elsewhere this weekend. The defenses, with All-Americans spread throughout the lineups, are the story of the semis. Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, and Notre Dame all rank in the top 8 nationally in total defense. The Buckeyes and Longhorns meet in the Cotton Bowl on Friday. The Nittany Lions and Fighting Irish play in the Orange Bowl on Saturday. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Weekend hoops action, plus a look at some of the top three-point shooters in the state this year. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Southern Doors' Drew Doust entered his senior season with more than 2,000 career points and has continued to move up the state's all-time scoring list this year. In a 63-52 win over Algoma on Friday, Doust had 28 points, moving into 8th on the career scoring list in Wisconsin, ahead of former Kaukauna star Jordan McCabe. Speaking of high scores, Camden Shirk became Pacelli's leading scorer, as his 36 points in a win against Assumption moved him atop the list with 1,358 points. Wisconsin Badgers commit Will Garlock saw his first action of the season after missing a month and a half with injury, as the 7-footer scored 14 points with 14 rebounds in just 18 minutes of action as the Cardinals defeated Oak Creek on Saturday. The WIAA will again sponsor a three-point challenge at the Boys and Girls State tournaments this year. On Monday, the first weekly leaderboards were announced for those with a minimum of 53-point attempts. The top boys shooter so far is Mount Horeb junior Josh Manchester, who has made 52% of his attempts. On the girls' side, Pewaukee senior Amy Tarian, a Michigan State commit, leads the way at 51%. Be sure to visit wisports.net, where you can find the top 10 shooters in each division for both boys and girls basketball. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
WRCO FM 100.9, where we now present a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. Focused on relationships, not transactions, they help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. In the official Major League Baseball record book, you will find outlined a chronology of the All-American sport. Listed among baseball history's most significant events are these. 1839, the traditional date of baseball's invention by Abner Doubleday in Cooperstown, New York. 1845, the first organized baseball team formed by Alexander Cartwright. Cartwright also established rules of play for his team, the Knickerbocker Baseball Club of New York. Those rules are remarkably similar to today's. 1858, the founding of the National Association of Baseball Players, 25 clubs in all. In that same year, Henry Chadwick wrote the first actual baseball rule book, and spectators were charged admission for the first time. 1862, the first enclosed baseball park at Union Grounds in Brooklyn. 1868, Harry Wright organized the first all-professional baseball team, the Cincinnati Red Stockings. The first professional league, the National Association, followed 3 years later. Baseball's next three decades were characterized by minor rule changes and additional equipment for the players. then in 1903, the first World Series. Now, regarding this history, many are surprised by the depth of baseball's roots. For instance, the Russians claim a similar game. The British played rounders, but something predating both of those has been overlooked by the official record book's chronology. A poem of merely four lines entitled Baseball goes like this. The ball once struck off, away fly the boy to the next desired post, and then home with joy. Now, what does that little verse tell us beyond what it tells us? Well, in 1906, the so-called Special Baseball Commission was formed. It was comprised of prominent baseball executives and included two United States senators. Anyway, reviewing baseball's history, the commission backtracked over the same ground we've just covered. The founding of the first professional league and the first professional team and the writing of the first official rule book and the earlier rules on which the rule book was based. However, the commission's greatest challenge was designating the actual invention of baseball. In fact, it was not until December 30, 1907 that the commission released its findings. Baseball was born in Cooperstown, New York in 1839, their research indicated. Its originator was Abner Doubleday, and so unequivocally it was concluded that baseball is indeed an all-American game. Well, a century has passed since the Special Baseball Commission reported to us, but to those who believe the last word on the subject has been uttered, I call to your attention once again that four-line poem called Baseball. The ball once struck off, away fly the boy to the next desired post, and then home with joy. So, why is that verse so important? Well, I'll tell you why. That poem was first published in a children's book in Great Britain in 1744. Well, that's 75 years before Abner Doubleday was born. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 a.m. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadyauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center wants to thank all the veterans for their service and dedication.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
See ya.
black dress with her boots thigh high, high. Looking at me like I'm just her type. All she got me thinking is, oh my, my, my. Ask my name, where you from? Lost my game, I'm in seven. Take a drink, try again. Yeah, she got me. Mucho gusto, señorita. It's so nice to meet your lips. Got me feeling like, ooh, ooh. Take me dancing, mamacita. Put my arms around your hips. Got me feeling like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, I know I'm my English, but when she kissed me like this, exactly what to say. Ooh, she know what she doing, got me hypnotized. Kiss like reposado keeps me high, high, high. Reputation of the heartbreak kind. Ella tan bonita, I don't mind, mind. Stole my heart, beg for more. In the dark, tequila pouring. Take a drink, touch your skin. Yeah, she got me. Mucho gusto, señorita. Your lips got me feeling like, ooh, ooh. Take me dancing, mamacita. Put my arms around your hips. Got me feeling like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Uh-huh. Hey, I know I'm lying less, but when she kissed me like this, she knew exactly what to say.
Morning from WRCO, just past 8:30. We're at 8 degrees in Richland Center. And coming up in a few minutes, our trivia question of the day. Here's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up in just a little bit here today. We're at 7 degrees in Richland Center. It's gradually warming up. I was fearing that the thermometer wasn't working, but it is. It's moving now, so moving up and down. Yes, we're headed toward 25 a little bit later on today. We'll talk about some chamber events going on that have gone on this past year and going on this year as well with Greater Richland Area Chamber members. That's during our morning show time today, beginning around 9:05 or so.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting, gifts, and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small-town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. Our trivia question of the day is coming up from WRCO. Your chance to win a delicious pizza, so stay tuned.
She probably goes to church and hungover in a pew. Good on you. She probably don't cuss, ain't got a single tattoo. Good on you.
Good on you.
Bet she's more uptown than she is downtown. Bet she don't get loud. Bet your mom's damn proud. I was just something you had to shake loose. Good on you. I wore that dress, acting my best, hurting my mess with the same perfume. It hurt like that you said were trashy. Good on me, they look good on me.
uptown, always loved downtown. Saying that out loud's making me damn proud. You were just something I had to shake loose. Did my best.
Priscilla Block on WRCO Radio. All right, trivia question. Trivia question of the day. Fun lovers, here we go. Which country artist released an album called Crash My Party? 608-647-4155. Nope, no multiple guess, Hank. Which country artist released an album called Crash My Party? The winning answer wins from Muscatty Mini Mart, a delicious pizza.
Thank you.
Rodney Crowell on WRCO. Hey, congrats to Mr. Denny Jacobson. He knew the right answer. Amazing. He came through the line, didn't Google it or anything, he said. Which country artist released an album called Crash My Party? It was Luke Bryan. For knowing the answer and for his troubles, Denny wins a delicious pizza from Muscatine Mini Mart. Enjoy that, Denny. Well, the Crash My Party album was the fourth for Luke Bryan, released in 2013. It had a number of singles, including the title track, produced by Jeff Stevens. It was the number three selling album of the entire year for all genres. So there you go. Luke Bryan, the correct answer. This one was on that album.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walk-in led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Funny how ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why. I guess sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna say
to trivia today, sponsored by Muscatine Mini Mart. It's 7 minutes before nine. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, JJ Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
8 degrees at WRCO Radio. I can leave my frozen meal out in the car this time of year, that's for sure. Don't have to worry about that. Right now, Sawyer Brown on WRCO as we head closer to Happy Trails time at 9.
Well, I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am. And I'm getting this close to you. Inside time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. A strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
happy trails.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later, just a little while here today. We'll put our records away. We have some friends coming into the studio to play. We'll talk a little bit on the morning show coming up. And right now, it's 9 o'clock news time on WRCO-FM. Richland Center is sponsored.